Okay, good Yom to everybody. It's recording this right after Yom Kippur, but I guess it'll release on Erev Shabbos. Ki asar shamayim yadi v'amarti chayenuchi li'olam, the sixth and final li of the Shira. Obviously, there's another li in the parasha. This is where the Ramban so movingly refers to Shira Hazinu as a shtar edus, that all of Jewish history is encompassed therein. He says, you know, lulei it was echad min achozim habodim es advarim min akolchavim, that somebody who was an astrologer, you know, we should believe it, because lo nafal davar echad v'kol shekein anu mitzapim l'dvar Hashem al yedei nevio ne'man beso, some of the most stirring language in all of the Ramban. He says the story of Jewish history is zechor yemos olam binu shenos dor v'ador. In this context, the Shira, of course, finishes with the ultimate vengeance, as the Rabban says, that we expect to see. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'menachem Klal Yisrael from our oivim. So Pasuk says, Harninu goyim amo ki dam avadav yikom v'nakam yashiv l'tzarav v'chi perad maso amo. So Rashi quotes, that what sense are the goyim going to be miranenu mishabeach Klal Yisrael? And the answer is ein uma ke uma zo, that this nation and its fealty to Kadosh Baruch Hu through all of the persecutions and the oppressions of Jewish history, right? That this uma was nidbak b'shchina, that in the end we never departed, we never broke that pact. There might be an isha, isha, mishpacha, ushevet, asher levavo, pone ayom im Hashem lokenu lelechas, la'avodas Elohei goyim ahim, but Klal Yisrael writ large, right, never abandon a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the ultimate shevach that the Goyim will say. That the Goyim will say that no matter what we did to them, in aggregate, right, Bavel and Madai, Yavan, Paras, Edom, in order, v'chule, that we were never able to shake the most basic orientation that they had, klape mala, and that is the ultimate shevach of Klal Yisrael. Ein uma ki uma zo. The Ramban adds a really seminal point in this context. He says, you know, why do you think the Goyim oppress us? You think the Goyim oppress us because they're upset at us for doing avodah zarah? No. That's why we deserve to be oppressed. And astira fanai mehem erem acharisam. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu allows it to happen. But why do they oppress us? Because they hate him. Misina social Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban laid down that principle for all of Jewish history. They're not offended when we do avodah zarah, right? They're offended when we're mevoyer avodah zarah. We're offended when we demonstrate that our commitment to Yichud Hashem is unshakable. And in that context, the Ramban says we have to understand that when we talk about v'nakam yashiv l'tzarav, right, l'tzarav, right, is ambiguous. I'm just adding this, right? It could be l'tzarav shel klal Yisrael, it could be l'tzarav shel hamakom, but it's one and the same. Ki shimcha nikra banu. So klal Yisrael, ar shavach, harninu goyim amo, ein uma ke uma zo, as Rashi says. There's no nation like klal Yisrael that we're... Our commitment is unbreakable. That's the idea right after the Chet HaEgel, when the Jewish people were first faced with annihilation. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, strangely, the Klal Yisrael, ki am k'she'o refu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should forgive them. It's because we're stubborn. So Moshe was saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look, they're not always easy to deal with, but ainu makum maso, that they'll never turn their backs on you, no matter what the circumstances are.